We continue our learning with Nishmas Tavi ben Menachem Shemchan Yaakov ben Pinchas Leo where Nedios Perikimol Mishnah Ches Shloshu Devarim Rabbi Sodok Mitamei VaChachamim Mitarin. Three things or potential kalim that Rabbi Sodok says are susceptible to tumah because he considers them a kli, and the Chachamim say they're Torah, which means they're not mekabel tumah. They're not susceptible to tumah because they're not considered a kli. So the first thing on the list is Masmer Hashulchani, the nail of the money changer. One explanation the Bar Tanur gives is Shashulchani Tolebo Kach. It's a nail, and the money changer would have his scales suspended from this nail. Rabbi Tzadok believes it's considered a kli, it's designated for this particular purpose, and therefore it has the status of a kli, just the nail itself. And the Chacham say, no, that's not just the fact that it's something is suspended from. It doesn't mean that the nail has the status of a kli. Another explanation is, Rabbi Tanur says, Rabbi Seinu Pirshu Masmer Kavua. It's a nail that's permanently set ba'amud in a pillar, shalifnei ha'shulchani, lahamid bo tris ha'chanos. So the shulchani had his little stores, like a very, very large box, actually, to take off the door, the shutter, and use that. You have this in Mishnayos and Beitza a little bit, and use that as a counter to put the money on there. So there was a nail that was in this column, in this amud, that was standing on the ground in front of this big box, in front of this store of his. So the nail, since it would stay in this amud after the door is put back in place, maybe we would consider this according to the Chachamim. So this nail is not mekabel tumah, not because it's not a kli, but rather because anything that's used that's mechubar lekarka, attached to the ground, is not mekabel tumah. Next, the Mishnah says on this list is va'aron shel garasos, an aron, a chest, a box of the garasos, people who grind beans. The Bar Tanura says ha'osim garisim shel polbori chaim shel, they grind them with their small millstones. Yesh lahen kimin aron shel etz, that had this chest, a wooden chest. And it's not, so why would we say that this is, so it sounds like it should be a kli. So I understand Rabbi Tzadok that he's going to be mitameh it. But why do the Chachamim say it's not a kli? So the Bar Tanur explains that the Chachamim are tired because it's a kli ha'os eitz ha'osli lenachasu. Then also the Tatu. We mentioned this a little bit in the past. If you have a kli, you have a wood, so we mentioned like this, we said wood is mekabel tumah only if there's a base kibble, there's a receptacle inside, not if it's flat. Metal is mekabel tumah if it's flat. One of the other exceptions to the rule of tumah is where the wooden chest or the wooden closet is so large that you leave it in place. So that's a very large wooden closet that we assume that also the nachs. We assume that it's something that's let's say three almost high and 1 meter in depth, 1 meter in width, which is something that's mekabel 40 saw. So that's something usually that's not moved around. So here too, we're saying that this aron, this closet, shel garasos, is very large, and because of that, it's not mekabel tumah according to the Chachamim, because it's a kli, it's wooden, he'os lenachas. That's stationary. And also the tatl, you don't usually move it. And if you remember the pasuk we quoted, that all kalim to be mekabel tumah have to be compared to a sock, compared to the goat hair sackcloth. Just like that's metaltel, just like that's movable, so to kliyot wooden kalim have to be movable in order to be susceptible to tumah. So that explains the opinion of the Chachamim. Then finally is the umas mershal evin sha'os. This is a nail that is used as a part of sundial. That's how you know, based on the position or the shadow of the sun on that dial, so you know what time it is. So Rabbi Tzadok says that nail is considered a kli, and the Chachamim disagree. They say also you could use anything. This is not considered a kli. Anything would cast that shadow of the sun you could use. So therefore, it doesn't have the status of a kli. And therefore, the Mishnah concludes Rabbi Tzadok mitame on all of these things: the masmer of the shulchani, the aron of garasos, and the masmer of an evin shows. And the Chachamim mitame. The Chachamim say they're not mekabel tumah. Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes, Arba'a Devarim, Rem Gamliel Mitame, V'Chachamim Mitarin. Four things that Rem Gamliel says are susceptible to Tumah, and the Chachamim say they're not. What are these four things? Number one is Kisui Teni Shel Matachos Shel Bale Batin. The metal cover of a balabais, a householder's teni. What's a teni? So Bar Tanura says, Kli Shel Mateches, it's a metal vessel shabalei batim misimim bo grutos v'shivrei klei matchos. They would use that if they were broken kelim that they had, other scraps that they had. A Baal HaBayis would use that, this tenny, use this basket, this basket to store things that are, when he had garbage, wanted to throw it out, broken kelim, to get them out of the way. Now, that's one explanation. So some say it's actually a frying pan, and it's in the shape of a basket. So that's why we call it a tenny. Tenny, we have that word, Parshas Kisavo. The person who brings Bikurim brings it in the tenny. So we're not talking about the tenny itself, the basket. That's certainly Mekabel Tuma. But it's a Kisui tenny, Shel Matachos. It's made out of metal, and it's the cover and a Baal HaBayis. People have this in their homes. So why would this be Mekabel Tuma, not Mekabel Tuma? So Rabbi Gamliel is going to say it's Mekabel Tuma because it's not the cover is not flat. I mean, think about a cover to a pot or cover to a frying pan or something like that. So that you don't usually put things in it, but if you turn it over, it's not flat. There's a little base kibble. There's a receptacle there. It can be sitting in a kli by itself. Therefore, it's susceptible to Tuma. According to the Chachamim, since it's designed as a kisui, as a cover, therefore it's not considered a kli. So that's the first one, the kli of the kisui, the cover of the teni of matachos of metal of Baal HaBayis. Number two on the list is utloi hamagrados. This is the thing that hangs a nail or something of the magrados. One explanation is it's an instrument that's used, made out of metal, that people who go to bathe use to scrub their body. So this was hung on a nail. So we're not talking about that kli, the magredes, but it's the tluy of magredes. Magredes means to comb. So here, or to scrape, they would use that for their body, and it's the nail that they would hang it on. So what's the basis of the machlokes? So usually objects that are attached to the wall, it's mechubal lekarka, should not be susceptible to tumah. And that explains the Chachamim's opinion that these nails are tor. But according to Rambam Gamliel, no, these are mekabel tumah because they're, according to one explanation, their shape is a little bit different than normal nails that are attached to the wall, and therefore they would be considered a kli. Number three is the golme clay matchos. Golme means unfinished, like a golem of metal kalim. And the Bartuna says you have other things to do. La shuf, la gardo, la hakish bakurnos. So they're not finished yet. You have to polish them. You have to decorate them. Maybe there's, then he says, osha mechusar ugan o ozen. Maybe they're missing a handle or something like that. Einem temeim ledibre chachamim al shi tigomer malachton, says the Bartuna. They have to be finished. A kli is not mekabel tuma till you have gemar malacha. So if you have a piece of cloth and you're not planning on using it as a rug, you're planning on making it into clothing, so it's not mekabel tuma till it becomes a shirt, it becomes clothing. Not when it's just a flat piece of material, unless of course you're planning on using it for that purpose. So here also gol meklei matchos, the unfinished metal utensils, are according to the chachamim are not mekabel tuma because they're not finished. According to Rambam Gamliel, since they at this stage they can be used in such a way, so in the way they are, so even though they're unfinished, you're missing a couple of things. Nonetheless, it's mekabel tuma because it's still a kli at this, even at this early stage. And number four, v'tabla shenechel kol shnayim. You have a tray that is split into two. Echad gadol v'echad katan. One is large, one is small. Ha gadol tamei v'katon.
That's the next line. V'tavla shenechel shnayim. Okay, before we get to where the Chachamim agree with Rambam Gamliel, let's talk about where they argue. So it says if you have this tavla, you have this board made out of earthenware that has a rim around it, and it's been now split in two. So the Baratunur says, Darf tavla shel chereshe yesh baliz bizin, which is like a rim. V'nasa shtei chatichos, now it's broken into two, it's two parts. Shavos, but they're equal. She'ein ha'chazven gadola mechavreta, one's not larger than the other. That's the case of the ratio here. That's the case before we get to the case where one's large, one's small. They split and it splits evenly. Where the Chachamim say it's not Mekabel Tumah, and Rambam Gamliel says it is Mekabel Tumah. Now, the rule when it comes to earthen, when it comes to clay cheres, is that if you have a rim, we need a base kibble. Okay, but if there's a rim, there is a base kibble, there is a receptacle to it. But now, if you think about it, if it's split in half, so there's only a rim on three sides. But that doesn't matter. When it comes to clay cheres, a rim on three sides is also considered as a receptacle. So it should be mekabel tumah. So why would the Chachamim say that it's tahor? So that's what the Bar Tanura meant when he says that they're shtei chaticho shavos, they're equal. Why does that matter that they're equal, as opposed to one being large, one being smaller? So the answer is, when it comes to a clay in general that is broken, it's only mekabel tumah if it's still fit to be used the way it normally was used before. So when you have a tray that breaks into pieces that are not equal, so we assume the larger one is fit for the use that you had it before, but this and the smaller one, no, that you'll discard or maybe use it for something else. So that's why the larger one would be mekabel tumah and the smaller one would not. But in the case here, as the Bar Tanura says, the pieces are the same. The two parts are the same. And so that's the basis of machlokas. It's like this. According to Rav Gamliel, since either one could be potentially the larger one, you don't know for sure, so then both of them have to be mekabel tumah. And according to the Chachamim, no, just the opposite. Since neither one is the larger one, so therefore neither one is recognizable as the large one, so neither one is mekabel tumah. And that's why we understand the end of the Mishnah. Umbodim the Chacham Rav Gamliel, but the Chachamim would agree to Rav Gamliel. B'tavla shenechal kol shnayim, if it's broken into two, this earthenware rimmed vessel, echad gadol echad katan, where one's large and one's smaller, after they're broken, then hagodol tamei v'hakatan tahor. Then the larger one is susceptible to tumah, and the smaller one not.